Phoneblaze Speaks, episode 674, Piezoelectric Materials.
A question I have for the Internet of Things and having sensors everywhere, you know, some big, some small, is, you know, how do you get it? So all of this pretty really small sensors, how are you going to power them, right? Because, you know, they can make sensors, you know, that really, really small now, but how do you get power to these things? And you know, and most of the things I've seen have been, we'll pull the, you know, pull the power from the air, right? Kind of, you know, kind of Nikola Tesla style and, you know, and use that to power the, you know, the gadgets, which don't require very much because they're very small. Well, another way to potentially do this is with piezoelectric materials. And the idea is that piezoelectric materials are, you know, they exhibit those characteristics when they are stretched or compressed. They exhibit or they put out a charge. And it's interesting. And it has some interesting applications, right? If you can actually develop a material that that passes a charge along, so you know, think as things are compressed or stretched out. I mean, think about like gloves, right? You could, and of course, you know, I guess the trick there would be doing it without shocking yourself, you know, as far as you know, if you're going to wear something like that. But the idea is that the movements in your you know, in your gloves would be enough to power the whatever sensors in it or something, or you know, other places sensors could be. I mean, but the and this is, you know, and you know, this is, it's an interesting approach, and it's one I hadn't considered. Of course, you know, science does this, and they figured out a way to make this consistently, not with, you know, not using large, you know, not using large crystals, but actually trying to make them small enough. And you know, the idea is, yeah, it's a way to potentially, well, power these particular little gadgets. It'll be interesting to see how they apply this, or if they can actually make it work at a big scale. You know, it's like the battery discussion, right? How do you make batteries that last longer or charge quicker? And this is, you know, it's another one of those things. And I think it'll be interesting if they can make this work. You know, certainly, you know, whether we should have all those sensors is maybe another question to ask. But if you're going to have the sensors, well, how do you power them? And I guess this is a potential way to do that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.